JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. In today's program, we focus on the PIOJ's Cumberland High School Citizenship Incentive Awards program. And stick around for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment. Stay with us.
In 2030, 16 years from now, these same students will be in the workforce. Some of them will already be leaders in their various spheres, and it will be they who take up the work of building a country and leading the process of making Vision 2030 a reality.
That was Deputy Director General of the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, Richard Lumsden, speaking at the launch of the Cumberland High School Citizenship Incentive Awards program. The project was developed to give recognition to students for their knowledge of the Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan. Under the program, students will focus on fostering a secure and united environment as outlined in Goal 2 of Vision 2030. The school will be assisted by the PIOJ in the promotion of positive values and appreciation of Jamaica's cultural heritage.
The following is a message from the Ministry of Education.
We are appealing to principals to ask parents to buy only those books that are absolutely necessary. For the first time, the Ministry of Education has reviewed all book lists from the school and will be approving the list of books for schools to give parents to purchase at different grades. No book lists are to be issued by schools unless approved by the Ministry of Education. We're giving some guidelines. Parents should not be spending more than an average of $5,000 on supplementary texts at the primary level. Look carefully at what the ministry is giving you first and see why there is need for anything else. And if there is a doubt, please call us and we will explain. And about $12,000 at the grade 7 to 9 levels at the secondary schools. When you go higher with the specific subjects for CSEC that will require more, we will give you further information on that.
A message from the Ministry of Education.
One of the aims of Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan is for Jamaica to have a healthcare system that is affordable and accessible to everyone. Within the next 16 years, the aim is for Jamaica to have healthcare facilities which are equipped and fully staffed with highly trained professionals. On the Community Notice Board, the Central Region Finals of the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission JCDC Festival of Foods 2014 will be this Friday at the Village in Maypen Town Center, Clarendon, starting at 10 a.m. It will feature food displays, cooking competitions, and a celebrity cook-off. Admission is free. And here's our glimpse of Jamaica.
When I was a boy, I lived in the country. I used to live with my grandparents, my aunt, my uncle, and my cousin, which is a girl. We all share the same dining table. But if my cousin, this girl, made a mistake when she came to the table without a green bush on her fingers, I would have my green bush somewhere on the table. And I shouted to her, "Green bush! Don't have one of the green bush, you should have to give me some for dinner." We also used to play lapwing. If she doesn't have lapwing on her fingers when she start eating, I would ball lapwing, and she would put it under her toes, under the table. But it was an enjoyable time in my young days. My name is Oliver Jackson, and I'm from Mount Ogle in St. Andrews.
Remember, you too are invited to share your favorite glimpses of Jamaica by simply emailing tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@jis.gov.jm, or why not give us a call at 926-359024. And that's the end of today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm. I'm Ruth Ann Carr for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, continue to walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.